Deal with mindless coworkers.
Should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
Our first big heat up of the season continues this week. We'll be 86 tomorrow, and then 90 degrees for the first time on Wednesday. We'll continue that into Thursday and quite possibly Friday. We do see it breezy and a little bit cooler by the time we hit this weekend. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 77 degrees.
Free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to Free Energy Now. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can find a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call-in numbers. We're joined this evening, March 16, 2009, by Mike Hess. He's the CEO of Moriah Power, maker of the Windspire, a 1.2 kilowatt vertical axis residential wind turbine that stands 30 feet tall and is 24 inches in diameter. The propeller-less design produces 2,000 kilowatt hours per year at an average of 12 miles per hour of wind, is bird safe, very quiet, begins turning at 9 miles per hour, and is rated to survive 100 mile per hour gusts. The manufacturer suggests the retail price for the Windspire is $6,400, that is. An automatic windbreak system stops the unit from spinning too fast at 50 miles per hour. The company was founded in December of 2000, and let's see, I must have gotten that wrong. I'm going to have to ask the guest when it was founded. I have 2008. Already has 17,000 employees and has established a production plant, which they expect to go into production next month. Mike, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Sterling. Thank you for having me.
You're certainly welcome, and we're glad to be able to talk to you about your technology. Tell us, what is this? What makes your design unique from all the other wind turbines out there? There are a lot of designs out there.
This is a vertical axis wind turbine, which means it is tall and thin. It's cylindrical, so it's not a propeller. So it's very non-traditional, although it's been around for 3,000 years. The Egyptians made them that long ago. So it's modernized, and it's made to survive the modern world.
Now, do I have a right that you are going into production and we'll have these things cranking out next month?
That's correct. We took over a former automobile plant in Manistee, Michigan. We're going to be 98% made in Michigan in the USA, and it's we'll start producing the first 100 units next month, and we'll be at about 300 a month by June.
And saw pictures on your website of this, one of these things at Obama's inauguration. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We've had one at the Botanical Gardens in Washington, D.C. since about April of last year. And basically they just applied to have it stay there permanently with the architect of Washington, D.C.
And it, was it sitting there spinning during the inauguration?
Yeah, you could see it, but it was, you know, like a mile and a half away from where he stood.
Okay.
It was there.
I know there's a picture of the inauguration from some kind of a spy cam, I guess they call it, where you can, there was about 3 miles of the inauguration that you could actually zoom in different places. It's kind of a, like the Google Maps type of thing, yeah, and look all over the place. Do you know if it showed up in that picture?
Yeah, it did. It's there. You just have to go find it.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. We were very proud of that event and being there, especially since Mr. Obama is such a proponent of renewable energy.
Now, in terms of the technology, you say that thing's been around since the Egyptians. You guys have modernized it. In terms of efficiency, there are some other manufacturers, sellers of wind turbines. Southwest Wind Power has a very efficient horizontal axis wind turbine. Why would you say this one is something that customers ought to look at?
Well, a couple of reasons. We're trying to go after what I'll call the more urban, suburban kind of neighborhood, where you can put it closer to your home, you can live around it and be a part of it. It is virtually silent. It makes 9 dB of noise at 50 miles an hour. So if ambient is 35, that means it's 44 dB of noise at 50 miles an hour, where a traditional propeller usually runs about 85 dB. And the whole object was to make it so it aesthetically fits into your home and basically is quiet, and therefore you can become a part of your life without interfering with it.
Now, in terms of the size of this thing, 30 feet is pretty tall. Is that going to be out of the range of most people because of zoning regulations?
Actually, the National Building Code is 35 feet. So 30 feet is just below a flagpole, which you're allowed to put in your home. So it should be within the requirements. And if you think about a half-acre lot of land and you have to have a setback from your property so you don't, if it should fall, and it's not that it will, but if it should, you can't fall on your neighbor's property. 30 feet is not very far or very tall to have to protect from a setback area.
Now, in terms of the wind power, typically the higher you go, the more wind you get. Do you have shearing problems because of the differential of the speed of the wind?
Actually, you have a couple of things. One, we can put them on extension, so we can go all the way up to 50 feet tall if you're allowed to under zoning rules and law. So it's just a function of what's there. But 30 feet we chose because it is the National Building Code and it makes permitting easier. But that means we deal with a lot more turbulent or rolling wind. And since it's a fixed airfoil rather than a propeller that turns in and out of the wind, we can handle that turbulence much better. It's called kind of rough wind, whereas the higher you go, you have smooth wind, which is much better for a propeller.
Okay. So one of the advantages of the vertical axis wind turbine is its ability to handle the turbulence?
That's correct.
And in terms of wind performance in the wind tunnel, which is more of a scientifically, I guess the data you can get, the scientific results from the testing, what kind of results are you getting in terms of the amount of power that you can get per different wind speeds, versus vertical?
When we did the first turbine we did a Savonius, which is a type of vertical axis wind turbine, and we only got 60% of the expected wind power in real wind as we got in our wind tunnel testing. So I'm not a big proponent of wind tunnel testing. What we've done is we actually put ours out in the field. We use a third-party tester called Windward Engineering up in Utah at Spanish Forks, and they do our testing for us. It's in a pass that has ice and snow and rain and everything else, and it goes from zero in the morning to 45 miles an hour in the evening. So it's a much better way of testing wind turbines. Over the 5 years, and you asked when we were founded in August of 2005. Over the time period we've been building the unit, we've had lots of failures, lots of understanding, because the more times you put it into real environment, the more you realize what you don't understand or don't know from a wind tunnel, for example. So that's been our whole objective for the last year and a half, we've been putting, we have about 100 units in the field now, and that's been doing nothing but gathering data for us. They're in different environments. They're in Alaska, Hawaii, Maine, Michigan, Colorado, Nevada, California. We're trying to learn what things do we have to deal with and what do we have to know. So that's part of what we've been trying to do. That the difference between us and some of our vertical access brethren, so to speak, is we are 20 feet of rotor, and a lot of them are 5 feet of rotor, and if you look at their claims and their specifications, they work, they do 2.5 kilowatts at 40 miles an hour, they do 3 kilowatts at 45 miles an hour, and we're trying to work at what I call average wind speeds of 10 and 12 miles an hour. I want to build a torque machine which turns very slowly but consistently at low wind, which allows you to consistently generate good electricity on an average way without having to constantly reach speeds of, 25, 35 miles an hour to get to producing power.
I should mention, I'm here in Utah, and I actually drove by that place you're talking about, the mouth of Spanish Fork Canyon. I went to my sister's daughter, and my niece had a little recital out there, and I noticed that they have quite a few fairly large turbines up in the canyon there now, like 6 or 7 of those 3 or 4 megawatt horizontal axis turbines. So I'm familiar with the area, and it is a great area for wind.
It's also where I learned it takes about 80 square feet of swept area, whether you're a vertical or a hot or a propeller, to generate a little over 1.2 kilowatts of power. So you can't have a very small swept area and generate much power. It's just not going to happen. So that's one of the things we were able to do there, is because they do have both propeller and they are testing our unit as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, in my introduction, I mentioned 1.2 kilowatt output. At what wind speed is that?
That is at 23 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty traditional. It's called its rated speed. What I prefer is how much, energy does it generate, or how much power does it generate. And we do between 2,000 and 2,500 kilowatt hours per year and a 12-mile-an-hour average wind.
Okay.
So if the average home in the United States is about 8,700, 9,000 kilowatt hours a year, we're doing 20 to 25% of the power requirements for a home.
And is that with just one turbine?
That's just one turbine. And we have larger sizes now coming out. We're actually going to do a low-wind version in the next 2 months, and that'll be down at 10 miles an hour average wind, and it'll do about 4,000 kilowatt hours a year.
Hmm.
And then we'll do a 3-kilowatt in probably September, which will do probably around 9,000 kilowatt hours a year in a 12-mile-an-hour average wind.
And you said an average home is how much?
9,000. It's 8,760, if I remember the DOE terms correctly. So it's around that.
So a 3-kilowatt unit,